Welcome to our press conference for our Premier League game against Wolverhampton Wanderers tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to this.
First section embargoed for 12:30. Simon.
Hi, Eric. There's been a lot of talk about Marcus Rashford the last few days. What is the situation there and how's his reaction to it all been?
So, he has taken responsibility and for the rest it's internal matter. Case closed.
How's his reaction been though around the training ground and because he's in the squad against Wolves, I presume?
But as I said, case closed.
In terms of the squad tomorrow, I'm guessing Marcus will be in it. Will Andre Onana, any Mason Mount, is it too soon for him?
Mason Mount is too soon, yeah. But Andre Onana will return.
Sorry. Eric, I appreciate you saying case closed. What does it say about the respect that players have for you that these kind of things keep happening and you keep having to deal with situations that then you say is an internal matter?
It's nothing to do with that. So, but as I said, let's focus on the game and let's move on. I think the statement is clear and we have to focus on winning football games.
Do you think you're imposing the right discipline on your squad to be able to win football matches, which is clearly what you need to do now?
If nothing to do with that with me. But in football, you need discipline, and that is on the pitch, but yeah, also off the pitch, because also there is a line between. So, and every player knows this, every professional knows this, what is required.
Do you find it distracting?
So, as I said, we have to focus on winning football games, and that's all that matters. And every top professional knows what is required.
Tim. Eric, you got the best out of Marcus Rashford last season.
Yeah.
How do you go about getting him back to his best form this season? Because you are going to need him between now and the end of the campaign. You can't bring another striker in. And is he in the right mindset and does he have the right focus to get back to his very best?
So, last two Premier League games, 2 goals, 2 assists. And you see there's developing a bond, strong bond between Rasmus Højlund and Marcus Rashford. And yeah, we want to continue the process.
Ian. How would you describe the confidence and spirit in the group at the moment, Eric, with the results that you've had lately and the targets you've got for the rest of the season?
I think we are quite confident. And because on our best days, we can beat anyone. But on our worst days, we go down to certain limits, what is not acceptable. So we have to push our limits to high levels. That also that we on worst days that we get our results in, and then we know when we are on our best that we can beat everyone. I think and everyone in the squad is very convinced about this, and also they know that now players. Getting returned from injuries, from long-term injuries, the team will be stronger. And also, that helps the motivation and it helps the mood and the spirit in the team.
Obviously, like you say, that there has been matches this season where it's been really high and there's been matches where it's been really low. Going to Wolves, do you know what to expect from your team more now? Are they more stable than they've been at other points?
Yeah, of course, every game. We have to see as a final, and every game we have to get the best out of it. And this team has so much experience; they know that. And I'm quite positive. Now we have our players back, although some they need some match rhythm. But I think the line into this game was quite good. They had a friendly game, they had a cup game, and now you go into a Premier League game. So the build-up was quite good for those players. So now we have to make the next step as a team, but also some individuals get back in their best form.
Mickey.
Eric, how important is it to have those players back in the squad now? Because the competition for places, let's say in the first half of the season, wasn't really there because of so many injuries. Players are coming back from long-term layoffs. Second half of the season, important, obviously, for that chase for the top four.
Yeah, clear. We know we have to catch up, first place. But, players know that. The team will be stronger when you miss players in crucial positions and that weakens your team. And especially when you have to swap. So every game almost, that doesn't help the routines in the way of play. And that is also we have seen some misunderstandings. But first of all now is keeping the players fit. Second is get them into better form. And then the third, when we get that, and then the results will be better.